Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
What is the story today from Hollywood about the Reiner family tragedy, Dean?
Well, the son of Michelle and Rob Reiner was supposed to appear in court yesterday. He did not because his attorney said that he was not medically cleared to be brought to court. So they're going to try again later on today. But in the meantime, he will be formally facing double homicide murder charges. The interesting thing that's going on at the moment is a lot of people are asking what's going to happen to the estate of Michelle and Rob Reiner. Is he going to inherit something? And the answer is apparently no. An estate attorney there said that Nick Reiner would be ineligible to inherit anything under California's Slayer statute if he is convicted in their deaths. And there are two other biological children, siblings, and also an adopted daughter from Rob Reiner's first marriage to the late Penny Marshall. So who knows what's going to happen? And it's certainly very early to be discussing this, but it did come up, and I think it's an interesting point.
Yeah, we talked to Karen Conti about that as well, yeah, because a lot of people were thinking he can use some of this money, and there's a lot of it for his defense.
No, yeah, he got
not so.
He got a high-power attorney. So I don't know if the attorney is doing it pro bono or where the money has come from to pay for an attorney right now. There are lots of interesting aspects to this at the moment.
Lots of questions. This is kind of sad news about a star of an 80s TV hit, Buck Rogers.
Yeah, Gil Gerard played the title role from that sci-fi action series, Buck Rogers in the 25th Century. The show only lasted a couple of seasons, but it ran in reruns for quite a while. Gil Gerard, according to a family spokesman, died yesterday in hospice care. He'd been battling cancer. Following Buck Rogers, he did a variety of roles on television and in the movies, including a stint on Days of Our Lives. He was in the Russell Crowe, Ryan Gosling movie, The Nice Guy. That was one of his final roles. Gil Gerard was 82 years old.
You mentioned Josh Groban a few minutes ago, and he is part of today's concert news, isn't he?
Yeah, I can't even imagine how cool a concert this is going to be. Josh Groban coming to the Allstate Arena. This is not going to be until next year. It's June 27th. Although for your holiday gift-giving, tickets will conveniently go on sale on Friday if you want to give somebody tickets to this. But the cool part of this concert announcement is that he will be joined by Jennifer Hudson for the entire tour throughout the United States. I've never seen Josh Groban in concert, but I've seen Jennifer Hudson several times, and she is amazing. Still one of the greatest voices of all time. And again, that's going to be June 27th, Allstate Arena. Tickets, pre-sale tickets are on sale now. General ticket sales go up for sale on Friday.
It's a season of lists, and we have the top streaming Christmas movies of the year now, Dean.
Yeah, because there's new ones that are coming out all the time. But I don't know, somebody, probably AI, probably not even a human being, figured out which of the Christmas movies are being streamed most often this season. What would be your guess at the number one
movie? Is it an old one?
No. I don't think what you and I would call an old one.
No. So
if I was 30 years old, I would call it ancient.
So it's not It's a Wonderful Life.
It's not. I was shocked that It's a Wonderful Life's not even in the top five. The number one movie is Home Alone.
Yeah. I'm not that surprised.
Yeah, actually. Home Alone, which was, late 80s, I think. I don't have the dates right here in front of me. But after that, it was Will Ferrell's Elf, followed by The Grinch, either the original animated or the Jim Carrey version. Klaus from Netflix is after that. Then Jingle Jangle, A Christmas Story, perennial favorite. Number six, The Polar Express, from the song that you just played a moment ago. At number seven, The Nightmare Before Christmas comes before It's a Wonderful Life, which is number nine. I can't believe it. And then Charlie Brown Christmas tops the most streamed Christmas movies so far for 2025. I'm going to have to just put It's a Wonderful Life on some kind of a loop on my TV so I can I can do the Chicago voting process of getting those votes up there for it.
Yeah, I like Miracle on 34th
Street.
That's
also
too.
A good one, yeah.
Home Alone 1990, so it's only 35 years old.
Yeah.
And Zootopia 2 is as big at the box office now, isn't it?
This movie has only been out for 19 days. And already it is the most successful movie of 2025. It eclipsed the live-action remake of Lilo and Stitch. Zootopia 2 has now, in 19 days worldwide, taken in $1.1 billion. Lilo and Stitch now goes down to second place with a mere $1 billion. But there is still, that's just in the U.S. These are movies just made in the U.S. Worldwide, the number one most successful movie is a Chinese-made animated movie called Ni Za Tu, $1.9 billion. But now we've got James Cameron's Avatar movie, the new one, Fire and Ash, that's going to be coming out this coming Friday, and the two previous Avatar movies each made $2 billion apiece. So next week, it's not going to make $1 billion in 1 week, but by the end of the year, it's entirely possible that Avatar could wind up being the number one movie of the year.
Yeah. What's new on TV this week?
We've got a bunch of new things, starting off with The Return of Emily in Paris. Super popular on Netflix, returning for its fifth season. For this season, Emily returns, but is opening an office in Rome. So you get some different backgrounds. Emily in Paris in Rome, I guess it should be called. Also new this week, season two of the video game adaptation Fallout. If you're looking for some post-apocalyptic wasteland fun for the holidays. Also, a new movie in which the entire human race is about to be wiped out. Another holiday classic called The Great Flood that begins streaming on Netflix on Friday. Documentaries on Netflix this week include one called Murder in Monaco that examines a billionaire murdered in the playground of the rich and famous. That's on Netflix. If you're a fan of The Counting Crows, there's a new documentary, Counting Crows, Have You Seen Me Lately? It'll be on HBO Max starting tomorrow. There is a documentary, this is kind of interesting, that looks back on films of 1975. Breakdown 1975, it's called. And it looks at movies like Jaws and Taxi Driver and Network and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. 1975 was an incredible year for films. Stand-up comedy, Kumail Nanjiani, has got a new special that was filmed right here at the Vic Theater in Chicago called Night Thoughts. It begins streaming Friday on Hulu. And everybody this week has been asking me, where can I watch Rob Reiner movies? Are they streaming somewhere? And yes, they are. I mean, he directed over 30 movies. But the most popular ones include his very first one, This is Spinal Tap, which is on HBO Max, Prime Video, and also Hulu. Stand By Me is streaming now on Netflix. The Princess Bride is on Hulu right now. I haven't seen A Few Good Men with Tom Cruise and Demi Moore and Jack Nicholson forever. I want to go back and take a look at that. It's on Philo. And the great When Harry Met Sally, one of the great rom-coms of all time. It's on Stars, Hulu, and Prime Video. I'll have what she's having.
I need to see Stand By Me again. Forgot
such
how
a good movie
great that was.
All of these. I mean, really, when
what
you
a
look,
body of work.
You look at his body of work. Every single film is amazing.
Yeah.
And I forget who said in the reactions to his death that he was one of the most diverse movies of all time. I mean, if you think about Martin Scorsese or Steven Spielberg or, you know, some of the great directors, you kind of know how their films are going to be. Mm-hmm. Rob Reiner did everything. Yeah. He did serious movies. He did comedies. He did he invented these mockumentaries, really.
Yep.
He was the first one that gave us all the Christopher Guest movies and TV shows like The Office, other TV shows that were shot mockumentary style. Rob Reiner invented all that.
Yeah, and he would have done so much more, too.
Right.
I hear on WGN TV in about an hour or so, you're going to be cooking up some Hanukkah kugel, and that I had some for dessert the other night.
Yeah, yeah. I'm actually doing two different kind of kugels. For people who don't know, it's like it can be a potato or a noodle casserole, and I'm doing noodle ones today, and one is savory with spinach and onion, and the other is kind of a dessert one that is eggnog and ginger flavored. Really, really delicious. Both of them really delicious. But I'll show you how to make those for a little Hanukkah treat coming up at about 9:35 this morning.
Oh, it sounds tasty. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
News is next.